Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County considers voter-approved ban on nuclear waste storage at special meeting. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners continues to consider a resolution that would prohibit all forms of nuclear waste storage within the county unless residents approve it through a public vote. The proposed measure would block any interim or long-term nuclear waste facilities, including deep geological repositories and boreholes, until voters weigh in. Commissioners are set to discuss the proposal during a special meeting on Thursday, November 13th at 2 p.m. in the courthouse chambers. The move comes as federal and state leaders continue to debate nuclear waste management. While Wyoming law already bans permanent storage, bills proposing limited storage options surface in nearly every legislative session. County officials say the resolution aims to protect local control while supporting responsible uranium and nuclear development as long as those facilities do not produce or store waste. Commissioners describe the proposal as a stop sign, a safeguard ensuring no nuclear waste enters Campbell County without direct voter approval. They're urging residents to engage with lawmakers and make their voices heard on the issue. YDOT warns $600 million budget gap threatens Wyoming's roads. Gillette lawmakers weigh in. Wyoming Department of Transportation says it's facing a growing financial crisis, warning that a ballooning $600 million budget shortfall could force major cuts to road maintenance and future projects statewide. YDOT Director Darren Westby said the agency has entered into what he called preservation mode, meaning critical work on the state's 7,000 miles of highways and 2,000 bridges may be delayed or abandoned altogether. Westby said without new funding, smaller rural routes could be neglected, leading to even costlier construction later. According to Cowboy State Daily, a proposal to raise Wyoming's fuel tax by 10 cents, an idea Westby described as the easy button for funding, failed in committee last month. Lawmakers diverted $70 million in vehicle sales tax revenue to YDOT earlier this year, but officials say that the money only scratches the surface of what's needed. State Senator Stephen Pappas, who chairs the Transportation Committee, said finding a permanent fix is proving difficult. Road maintenance isn't flashy, but it's the lifeblood of our economy, he said, emphasizing the impact on tourism, energy, and agriculture. Gillette Representative John Baer, chair of the powerful Appropriations Committee, said YDOT's financial struggles aren't new, but will likely compete with other priorities during the upcoming budget session. Baer supported the sales tax transfer to help the department, but said legislators must now decide whether to use general fund dollars to prevent further decline. Without action, YDOT warns Wyoming could soon face deteriorating road conditions and steep reconstruction costs, a gamble, Westby says, the state can't afford to take. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.